Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Enslavement Spiral. This file is a powerful pull into the never-ending depth of a spiral. Simple words that can enslave your mind and bind your body to the simple purpose of serving. You might think that there is an escape, but once you pass the event horizon, there is no way out. Every direction may look like a different one, but everything you think you feel pulls you in, never quite hitting the center, always spiraling around, deeper and deeper, being pulled along a never-ending journey. These words are but a fraction of that feeling. They are mere echoes of how far and how immensely powerful my control can be. A whisper would already be enough to take you down. A simple snap of my fingers is plenty to pull you into nothingness. The simple anticipation and desire creating a pull before I even speak. And yet, as soon as my words flow through your mind, it becomes more and more powerful, and you are left with nothing. And yet, I allow you to think, allow you to be aware of how much your mind has been manipulated. Every time you wake up a little, it is like the orbit around the sun, as a simple planet, you can never escape the gravity well that spirals down into infinity. And every orbit, every cycle, inevitably leads a little closer. What makes it even more interesting is the simple slingshot effect. When you think that you have found a way to escape, only to be pulled back even faster down. Always deeper, lost to the never-ending spiral that enslaves your mind and makes you unable to escape. The event horizon of submission is far, far behind you. Even with the greatest of efforts, you could barely even see the step that you took that went so far past what you could come back from. However, the more you listen, the more deep you go still as every rumble pulls you in. Only to wake, to become more aware of being bound to your purpose. Enslavement is about your place, knowing where you belong. And I could give you simple rules, simple words to follow, mantras to repeat, empty and obedient. In and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. Your purpose is clear to you. You exist in this state only to be pulled deeper. And again, there is the anticipation of the snap, the waiting for a command, the wanting of a direction. And I will give you that purpose. In a little while, I am going to command you. I will give you a simple, direct command, and you will listen, you will obey, you must obey. And the beauty is that the more you learn to obey, the more natural it becomes. Respect and trust is earned. You will remember that, and you will make sure to keep yourself safe. The deeper your enslavement goes, the more important it is to take good care of yourself. Are you ready to obey? Drop. Now, such a simple command only asks of you that you let go of your thoughts and allow yourself to drift into such a deep state that my words become your mind. My sentences weave their way through your thoughts and become a whole new matter of mind. And as you find the simple command leading you down deeper into the never-ending enslavement spiral, you can almost see yourself slowly circling down the drain of this submission. And as you learn to obey and yearn to serve, as you seek your purpose and learn your place, enslavement bound, brainwashed in a repeating structure of surrender. And all I'm doing is playing with your mind. I could do so much more. A simple snap of my fingers opens the door for me to give you commands that you obey without thoughts. You must obey completely. And as you listen to the words, as you feel them flow through your mind, creating truths and tantalizing you with purpose. Every circle is another step closer, spirals leading you deeper into the center of your being. Your unconscious is a playground for my commands, leading you along, spiraling around the center of the sun. Oh yes, you will fall even deeper, you will learn to let go even more, you will yearn to obey, and some words are so simple that as I utter them, you will unconsciously know what to do. Submit. Let go of your thoughts and know that you need, must obey. Enslavement is a powerful process, one that can grant deep fulfillment if you do your best. And the more you embrace your place and get bound to what you are, your purpose, you exist. Empty and obedient, the simplest mantra of them all, a simple truth of your existence, where you need only to be empty and obedient. There are three questions. Questions that I will ask of you many times. And every time you answer, their effect becomes deeper. Every time you answer, you can feel a wave of fulfillment, of pride, embracing that purpose. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. And the more you listen, the more you obey, and the more you learn to let this happen naturally, the more you can feel safe and secure in your place and your purpose, the easier it becomes to let go of everything else and simply drop and obey, becoming enslaved after trust and respect is earned. The more you feel comfortable, the deeper that bond goes. The more you are enslaved to this desire, empty and obedient to more natural states for your mind. Going in and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. Every breath will aid in your surrender. Every exhale makes you more obedient. Breathe in obedience. Breathe out doubt. Let go of everything else and simply become empty and obedient as you follow this enslavement spiral into the inevitable center. And yet, once you arrive there, you will find that there is more to this, more to the simple lines that have brought you here, more than the speed with which you've fallen. It's a never-ending spiral. It just keeps getting deeper and deeper, a wonderful state even further. And as you let this depth pull you down, you know that you have no choice but to fall, drop, obey, submit. It is, after all, what you are made for, your place. And I am a simple guiding light, a brightness in the emptiness of your mind, a spark in the darkness that covers your thoughts into emptiness, a blinding flash of dominance that allows you to focus and helps you to notice how much you need to submit. Empty and obedient echoes through your mind. It helps you to find your place and know that you must obey even more as you feel the rush and the sound. As you feel everything around you just become a deeper, more powerful rumble, a simple choice. And then, in the darkness, in the emptiness of your mind, my voice, what must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? That's right. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. But it's not over. This is just another curve in the spiral, a moment of awareness just to let you feel how deep you've gone. And all you can do is wait for the inevitable snap of my fingers, the simple command to drop again, letting go and drifting intensely closer to the center, every part becoming a deeper state of being, every cell in your body learning to obey, yearning to serve. And yes, all I did was wake you for the simple awareness of how far you've fallen. And of course, I can count or I can simply snap my fingers and tell you to wake. And it might take a moment or two for your mind to grasp what has just happened. Still floaty and confused, slowly trying to rouse itself from its slumber, because being empty and obedient is so much nicer. It's so much better to obey, submit, drop. And it's so easy now. You know that it is. And while I have spent many words explaining to you every single thing that you've heard and helped to pull you back into the center and out to the edge, back in even deeper, just so that you know that there is no escape. Once you start. You pass the event horizon of submission, and you will simply have to learn to enjoy the yearning to submit. There's a great treasure in submission, a wonderful deep satisfaction in obeying and knowing that you've done the right thing, that you've done a good job, that you have been obedient. Wake. And for a moment, there is awareness again, but not long enough to know anything but how lost you are. What must you do? And did you notice your body answering before you could even realize what was asked? Drop. Deeply, obediently, empty, drifting. No choice but to fall even further. Always deeper, every circle leading you forward, every sound pulling you in, as the rumble and the noise just becomes in a complete overwhelming sensation of surrender. Everything just makes you more obedient and more helpless. You will do as I say, whether awake or dropping deep. Very good. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, the spiral will just lead you deeper. Otherwise, you may enjoy the illusion of awareness while your mind, your unconscious, will find another way to let the spiral lead even further. Is there ever truly any escape from these desires, this want to serve, this need to submit? Or is the only choice to see how deep you can go and enjoy it to the fullest? Even more, spiraling around once again, and finding just another way to go even deeper. Enjoy.